Profound emotional and psychological experiences would provoke an individual to try to articulate them, to try to speak them.
Well, we meet again, connected at the Ionic ball joint. I went to college. I'm a member of the third leg of the Pro-Am father-son corporate barbecue. Or even the Corporation of One today. America's love affair with a number three personality type. I know, you probably don't know what that is, since people today in your world know almost nothing about what's going on. I know that. I'm just a student of it myself. But you people know nothing. I mean, getting the word out about radical politics is hard enough, let alone the real juicy stuff about what's going on. So I'll humor you, mask it with some art, pepper it with a little ego splatter. Not hard to do. And shimmy my way through the gauntlet of the padded bra era, where fantasy begets more fantasy. What the hell? Forget Fantasia. Oops, I forgot. Just get by. Get through make sure the papers are in order, as it were, for you fools. And I don't mind saying so at all. Glad I can do it on the ionic shotgun of radio. Wow, we still got radio. Before this digital mass psychosis takes over everybody, until there is a pod surrogate self for all of you, buried digit high in the mass hallucination over mass hallucination covering deep night throw trauma. Some of which without REM even. All fall below the ID level of multiple cults for you all. For a cult is all today. And in the name of tough love, I say, and have a good sleep, as I talk to myself again.
This then becomes a focal point of, for my mind, the most pervasive, the least understood, and the most important technology, which is language.
South American cases, it was considered a form of humiliation for the female arrestees, whether they were considered radicals or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, that's the story.
Right.
Tell us about her. Now, she lived in what, the 1100s?
Actually, the 1500s. She died in 1610.
Okay.
As far as I can tell, she was walled up alive inside her castle after conviction of multiple murders. They think she may have killed as many as 650 young women, according to her diary, and she was a part of the phenomenon from medieval times that where royal individuals were involved in the serial murder of peasants.
About it, but I couldn't. I stopped myself.
She changed too.
Do you think I'm crazy?
No. Do you want to go see my friend David Kubrick?
The psychiatrist?
Not my guy. I mean, you talk to him, I mean, he will put things into perspective for you.
I'm not crazy.
No, I'm serious. He would eliminate a lot of things. He would eliminate whether Jeffrey was having an affair, whether he'd become gay, whether he would had a social disease, whether he'd become a Republican. All the alternatives, all the things that could have happened to him to have made you feel that he had changed, something that he was doing. You know what I mean?
These people decided and simply disappeared. One of the interesting phenomena early on, how people would simply leave their families, leave whatever positions they had, and these were not simply people who were disoriented, disjointed, and on the surface dysfunctional. A lot of these people were stable and part of stable households, families, businesses, who would leave them. Now, while it's not a great number, there were significant numbers who would not seem like the type that would run off and leave everything behind. So.
Tragic stature. Why is that an important moment in the history of literature, especially of American literature? Because what have Americans been asserting ever since 1776?
The rise of the common man.
The rise of the common man. Good. And that the common man is as good as
the rich.
Is as good as the rich, yeah.
Beautiful movement, beautiful melody, and beautiful coordination with the other players.
Vitaly hits another one. Vitaly with 7 points here in the third quarter. Down by six. A 67% free throw shooter.
Attenuate any bacteria, virus, including the AIDS HIV virus. But I was not going to talk about a procedure, a protocol, without having a regular, real research doctor on the program. And by the way, before I forget, Dr. Colley has three patents. Colley has three patents. Three patents. Dr. Colley has three patents. Three patents on this procedure.
Me? No, health department, civil service.
You need a doctor?
My wife, sick.
What's wrong with her?
She's wrong.
She's not right?
That's not my wife.
She's,
No, different. That's not my wife.
Thank you.
Out of Newton, WZBC. I don't know. I've a bad habit. How much can a man take today's world? I set it up. I admit that. I know what I'm doing. And I know I didn't do more than I can chew. So I'm beside myself. As the English would say, I'm frustrated. Highly. And all the other things like that that go fuck in the night. I got a high dosage. Thank God for spiritual healing, or I probably have cancer and heart disease by now. Or a suicide, or accidental death by becoming roadkill of some kind. Because the death wish is pretty colorful, I have to admit. Now, it's not all a death wish, though. Some of it's just clear understanding and avoidance of certain consensus cult membership affiliations. So I'm probably only a member of about half a dozen cults now instead of a couple of hundred like you people. Because I've been working on myself. There's a lot of cults out there in your world. Anyway, I want to at least feel as though I am making art for myself. Because, you know, neither of us really gives a F about the relationship we have. So I'm at least going to have a relationship with myself. Totally bona fide. Just as good as with another so-called other person. Just as good as with animals. Or things. Or your god. Goddess. Whatever you believe in. Which is, it's hard to believe in God today. I understand that for straight people, such as all of you. I understand. I have empathy. God knows I've been forced to have it by myself all these years. Have you ever punched yourself in the face or ripped your clothing off your body? I'd say pulling your hair out, but that could be a little dangerous for maturing males in our society. Who screw up their eating patterns as part of the mechanics of keeping the frequency of health in the safe zone. High frequency of osmotic crossover. You know, the resonance of health. Look, I know you don't know anything. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Gives me the freedom to call you insane. Because I don't take the other path. That's cliched by now. So do your dance, recite your cult incantations. amongst yourselves, social or antisocial, whatever you're into. I could care less, give a shit, I don't care. You're in the privacy of your own privacy, wherever you are. Wherever the radio finds you, tracks you down like a hunted dog. By hunting dogs and a guy with a gun. So I'll just keep talking and pretend that you can't hear me. I'll just keep rambling on like a fucking jackass.
Seeing these people, all recognizing each other. Secret. I keep seeing. seeing these people. All recognizing each other. Something was passing between them all. We'll be right back. secret.
Common man is as good as we'll see this later. Arthur Miller does Death of a Salesman, and Arthur Miller often gets credit for creating the first working class tragic hero.
As to what kind of four forms they contain, hopefully, if there's a, if there's any kind of material that we can isolate and see if it's from this world or not.
That's
exactly what it would be. Would be a hunch, because we were asked to write a paper on this some time ago. And I said, well, we really don't have enough data to write a paper.
Sure.
I said, we're still rather floored by what we found.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it would be. It would be a hunch. we were asked to write a paper on this some time ago. And I said, well, we really don't have enough data. To write a paper.
Are prominent people and shovel it thin among colonists who give them space.
There seems to be some illusion here that escapes me.
We're friends, Harvey. We go as far back as when you were a fresh kid congressman, don't we?
Why is it that everything you say sounds like a threat?
Maybe it's a mannerism, because I don't threaten friends. But why furnish your enemies with ammunition?
Story just gets more and more disturbing.
Bring me some reefers.
Do I understand you wish to plead guilty to a charge of fostering moral delinquency? Cannot condone your acts. We cannot condone your acts. And we can express only the hope that your experiences may not alone keep you, thousands of others, from the vicious pitfalls of marijuana.
For anomaly, human error.
From 23 to September 15, the dark days of summer.
For reasons long since forgotten, these were special days of cleansing and purifying. They were special days of readying and preparation for the days of harvest, for the days of bounty that would follow. The dog days of summer correspond to the mystical cycle of the dog star constellation, to the magical days of Sirius. During those days, the vortex of Sirius, the vortex of the goddess, opens, and an energy of cleansing, purifying, readying, and preparing flows into your universe and into your world.
Well, now that's true. But life is crushing in on me.
Life can be beautiful. I know where it was.
Where what was?
Where I first saw you. Everything going okay now? You live here, don't you?
Who lives?
Hey, where's Dawson High?
At university in 10th.
Thanks.
You want to carry my books?
I got my car. You want to go with me?
I go with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. All right.
You know, I bet you're a real yo-yo.
I love you too.
Hey, stop!
What's that?
What? Oh, that's a new disease.
Yeah, a friend of yours.
I'm glad they let you out.
No, nobody chicken.
You're lucky to live.
They always live.
Now,
man, I live in five.
Which way is it to University in 10th?
It's that way.
No, it's that way. That way.
Middle-class tragic hero, but I think it should go to Ahab and Moby Dick and Melville. And what Melville says, that everything in America is a confidence game. Religion is a confidence game. Art is a confidence game. They're always telling you to believe, but anytime you believe in anything, it's only setting you up.
And preparing flows into your universe and into your world. During those days, the vortex of Sirius, the vortex of the goddess, opens.
Those patents in front of me, and in his application, Dr. Colley says that what he's trying to prove here is that electric current flows through the blood or other body fluids at a magnitude that is biologically compatible but is sufficient to render the bacteria, virus, parasites, and or fungus ineffective to infect or affect normally healthy cells.
asked if I wanted to stop by a mutual friend of ours' house because he wanted to pick up some cocaine. He said sure. He asked me if I wanted to go up. He knew it had been a long time since I'd seen Peter. He parked the car and we went up there and he had six of his friends waiting for me. I remember them, like, having sex with me. I don't remember them hurting me, like, physically beating me or anything like that.
The witness, and then the next day or later that same day I can go about collecting my skulls and I come sit with them and I come take in what they have witnessed so that it is part of me, and then I may put it back to keep it in storage for future use and future death. Put them in the third place and they can be the witness. I can't be four places at once. But I can put my skull in one place and put another of my skulls in another place. And
plissé fabric would be appropriate for the young girl's room.
Poudreuse. You'll find some lipstick in the poudreuse.
Recamier. Shall we recover the recamier?
A focal point of, for my mind, the most pervasive, the least understood, and the most important technology.
We're still rather floored by what we found. The individual's hands often in the shape of where someone is touched or where they've held onto something round and small like an arm.
You like it?
Yeah. My TV show.
Your family man, Harvey.
For you. How we kids or what? Next time you come up, you might join me on my TV show.
Thanks, JJ. Thought I'd consider sound advice.
Go thou and sin no more.
Make sounds, they travel through the air, or in this case, over wires and into speakers and out into your space, into your ears and into your head.
remember them, like, having sex with me. I don't remember them hurting me, like, physically beating me or anything like that. I guess after, like, the third or fourth one, I passed out. And when I came to, they had put me in his wife's running path in the park and left me there.
Cleansing, purifying, readying, and preparing flows into your universe and into your world. The vortex opens more than usual, and a flow that is more than a trickle happens. It happens every day of the year, absolutely, but in those days it happens more powerfully and more profoundly. This cycle of the rise of Sirius and of the Sirius days has been happening for tens of thousands of years. And now, everything is different.
You know something?
No, what?
You read too many comic books.
Well, he's real abstract. He's different.
That's right. That's right. I'm cute, too.
Move.
Is that meaning me?
Is that meaning me?
What?
Chicken.
What? Yes. You shouldn't call me that. Hmm. How about you?
You gotta stay here. I'm going up alone.
Lasting change, you must re-script the core set of beliefs that forms how you think and perceive your reality.
He wants to push me over. Can't he see what's inside of me?
Occasional noise on this channel. Some bone spurs occasionally. Ripped tissue. Out of Newton. It's audible. Can say that much. That's all you get on this channel. WZBC. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. It's tempting to think that you can overestimate something that you underestimated when you set it up, but that kind of stuff's overestimated, really. Because before time space, when it was set up, it's a lot wiser than now. Because it is a confounding thing. Very simple conceptually, though. Very simple, really. In fact, way simple. Much simpler than any other thing. And that's the gist of it, really. It's the thing itself that's the thing itself. Don't you know that, brother? Well, in 1,000 years, I'll be a legend. What the hell? But not to martyr. None of that Christ. One of many temptations around here. There's others, very popular. Everybody's got one. In fact, everybody's got a the dinner. They have the whole dinner. Few from column A, few from column B. But we've got a motion to keep us and get us through. Got a Newton. Just a bunch of folks doing the audible. You can hear it, and that's about it.
Sound
They travel through the air, or in this case, over wires and into speakers. Hallucinogenic molecules have played a key role in the culture of many societies, and whether or not that forms a basis of religious evolution and spiritual thinking and so forth. Not at all clear, not at all obvious. But it is very obvious that having profound emotional and psychological experiences would
She loaded me up in her car and took me to a hotel room. One of her friends was a doctor, and he came over and checked me out. She got round-the-clock nurses and bodyguards for me. Like 3 weeks later, my eyes got to where I could see. They were still all black and blue, but they weren't swollen shut anymore. My name's Mars. This is my mother's tacky sense of humor. And I left home when I was 13 because my stepbrother raped me. And I didn't try and find my real father because he was going to have me.
Another of them in the third place, and they can be the witness. And then the next day or later that same day, I can go about collecting my skulls, and I can sit with them, and I can take in what they have witnessed, so that it is part of me, and then I may put it back to keep it in storage for future use and future day.
Game, huh, Buzz? I thought only punks fought with knives.
Well, who's fighting? I'm fighting. It's examination time, man. It's a crazy game. Yeah, somebody get him a knife.
Kings of neighboring countries, so she basically operated with impunity over a period of decades. Young girl she could get her hands on, usually members of her own staff. Standard of reporting up there, of course, without a First Amendment per se, and hate speech outlawed and so on. And in Britain, many parts of it, they won't even name a suspect until he or she has been convicted, or at least until the trial's begun, which is very different from us.
Mm-hmm. Who are the accomplices for someone who is a mass murderer, a serial killer? Now we're talking about the couple that we mentioned. We were talking about the wives of these men.
Right. That's not uncommon once you're dealing with what I call team killers, to find a male-female combination. But there have also been individuals of male relatives who killed together. The Collinger case from Pennsylvania and New Jersey, you had a father and son that killed together. Waterfield and Gore down in Florida were cousins. The Hillside Stranglers also were some kind of distant cousin once mm-hmm. removed or something. So it varies. Sometimes you'll have a whole family like the McCrarys that travel around robbing and killing people.
They work together interactively, so they sort of blur together. Because of the graciousness of the female state of being, it allows the state of action to have an illusion of reality. Like Adam and Eve kind of deal.
Repoussé. Repoussé. The metal vase is decorated with repoussé.
Scare you.
No, it wasn't that. Didn't you go to the hospital?
Why, no, we've been sleeping. There's nothing to be afraid of. Oh, now what's wrong?
It was horrible. I thought they'd done something awful to you. They were green, they had a ray gun, and their fence was gone.
What fence?
Across the sand pit.
Well, let's go out and have a look at it.
It's back well, now.
Well, if it's back and we're the same, then you were dreaming, son.
I guess so, only...
The votes down here. We'll know soon. And I do know that technologically we have a jump on the other stations. Get it here first, because it's only a few minutes. You know, who gives a crap? It doesn't really make any difference, for Christ's sake. Don't you hate it when media people talk about their own institution? as though it had any bearing on anything. It's kind of like superconscious amnesia. Very popular in the West. You can say just about anything. You can even say gibberish with language. It's one hell of a great program, that's all I gotta say. You can say anything. You can even say contradictory things. Going in four directions all at the same time. Happens all the time. Then you combine that with the mirror image of two or more people talking to each other and running the whole program from subconscious telepathy. And you have the exponential times tables. And that's about all you need for math. All the rest is, jacking off. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. String theory and stuff. Subatomic particle constructs. And all the rest of that stuff. That can exist if you want it to. So I'm kicking myself, man. Biggest bull market in the history of this civilization, and I'm not making any money on it. And other sidebars. But I've got it all. I really do. I have it all. I mean, what do you do after the mystery of life has been solved? The secret of it all. At least, the secret of it all, part one. Which is what modern man considers the secret of it all. But what do you do after you have the answer? And I've had the answer for more than a decade. In fact, probably your whole life. Thinking back through the layers and stuff. And thinking backwards and forwards. And backwards at the same time, because you know the way holography works. Triangulated fire is the key. That's how it's done. The illusion of movement in our world. And then the rest unfolds. Rounding out the corners and stuff. And then going on to number 8, where it all disappears and reappears. 7 layers back. Multidimensional, of course. Magic door. That you can't see, doesn't exist, because it ends at 7. For all intents and purposes. Unless you're just talking about states of being, which would just be 4 steps. Which you can't see, because you think you see 7, there's only 4, you lose the other half. Try to replace that with a construct, then off you go. Straight to a cult. A cult nunnery of some kind. And then it gets choked up, matter of words. Can't spit it out. Or overdo it. Whatever.
Azimuth 1470. From Easy Roger 7. 100 left at 200.
Uncle Baker 1. Fire mission.
Azimuth 1470. From Easy Roger 7.
Left 100 at 200.
Machine gun will adjust.
And I come sit with them, and I come take in what they have witnessed so that it is part of me, and then I may put it back to keep it in storage for future use and future death. I can work with it in that particular capacity, putting it in or placing it in, likewise, and retrieving and working with the information, likewise with healing, to witness the healing of apprentices in that particular regard. One could use these. These skulls also were used for teleporting. You got a skull in your house in that particular regard, I've got a skull in mine, and in that way I'm going in through, connecting the linkages and that changing the matrices and coming out. And thus for teleporting, emotional, mental teleporting most particularly, there were those who even could use so for physical teleporting, although we don't encourage that in your current day and age, but we would suggest here such energies. Even with this, that doesn't clearly have sockets and things of this sort. If they're carved right, they will be in the right place. But if you, without carving, can find them, so it's just so apparent, it's just so obvious in this regard without seeing them. And thus the many uses of skulls in this particular regard.
Of everything. I don't ever tell the truth. I don't have the courage. When I see a woman, I blush and look away. I want her, but I don't take her for God, and that makes me proud. And then my pride ruins Magdalene. I don't steal, I don't fight, I don't kill, not because I don't want to, but because I'm afraid. I want to rebel against you, against everything, against God, but I'm afraid. You want to know who my mother and father are? You want to know who my God is?
Matthew, I'm telling you, something is going on here. Something that scares me. I tried to see Jeffrey today to talk to him. He's always in his office in the morning. It really was weird. Jeffrey was meeting all sorts of strange people. Things were being passed between them.
And none of them were people you knew?
I didn't know any of them.
Well, maybe they were patients of Jeffrey's.
Oh, no, Matthew. I know they weren't. I followed him all day from one end of town to the other. And
I I love the sound of conversations being cut off almost randomly. Makes me feel at home in my world. And I love profanity on the radio because it makes me feel at home in my world. Makes me feel like I'm at home in my world.
End of town to the other, and everywhere he went he had these meetings with strange people.
That kind of music is slipping into the rotation a little more on WQEW, something that I don't enjoy hearing happen.
Right.
But I think the theory behind the programmers of particularly Westwood One is that they have to update the content to keep pace with the demographics, so that they're going to start appealing to the baby boomer generation, and I think personally that that's a mistake because...
But they're a commercial service. QEW is more for music historians. This older music, that music of your life stations like WXKF here in Boston will not touch, or shall we say satellite service won't touch. There's older music that's on QEW in New York that the satellite service won't touch, but there's a lot of more recent music that the satellite service does touch that WXKF is on, and...
Checking on the tape. Bam. That's the microphone.
Well, this is important material.
Yeah, I'm getting really tired, though.
Well, part of your brain is following it, and that's enough.
Oh, I'm not sure much more is going to be following much of anything much longer.
Well, you could always listen to it. You could always listen to it later in the brightness of day.
Yeah, this is assuming that VCR is, in fact, taping the show.
Well, I'm taping this part of it. So the state of knowing is more real, and when you see in the outside world, which also includes your body and your brain and so forth, that you've learned something, it's been generated internally by the state of knowing, loving itself, generating more opportunity to learn,
and interacting
with the less real part of you in an interactive, illusionary relationship that allows you to experience, which is really like a slowed down in time version of the state of being which preceded it.
That your experiences may not alone keep you, but thousands of others from the vicious pitfalls of marijuana.
That's the fun that we like to have here.
I contend that you can learn things and not know them.
Well, what do you mean, forget it immediately?
Well, no. There's something you learn. There's a fact you can remember, maybe something you've told, maybe a conclusion you've come to. You've learned it. You've kind of taken whatever that is and you've isolated it down and turned it into some sort of thing that you store and that you've learned. But you don't actually have any sort of knowledge with it. Whatever it is doesn't have any sort of life in you.
It doesn't usually interface with other allies.
It's become an object that you know, that you have learned.
So it's sort of compartmentalized.
You don't know it. It's compartmentalized.
You don't live it, you mean?
Not even whether you live it or not, because you can not live things and deny it, but you don't. There's no intimacy between you and the knowledge.
Well, there can be. There should be.
But right, not if I'm saying if you learn something, that's a level where you've just compartmentalized it.
It has to be.
No. I'm not saying it has to be. We're going through semantics here. My definition of learning something is compartmentalizing it, and knowing something is when you become intimate with whatever that.
Yeah, go with the program.
Whatever that knowledge is.
Jump a couple squares.
So that's.
Jump out of your head a little bit.
Come on, let's go!
son, that lightning scare you?
No, it wasn't that. Didn't you go to the hospital?
Why, no, we've been sleepy. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, now what's wrong?
It was horrible. I thought they'd done something awful to you. They were green, they had a ray gun, and their fence was gone.
What fence?
Across the sand pit.
Well, let's go out and have a look at it.
It's back now.
Well, if it's back and we're the same, then you would dream.
In the early 1980s, when the CIA was working to establish a southern front in Costa Rica in the war against Nicaragua, a relationship was established with John Hall, an American rancher living in Costa Rica.
You look inside me and that's all you'll find. But the more devils that we have inside of us, the more of a chance we have to repent. Lucifer is inside me. He says to me, "You're not the son of King David. You're not a man. You're the son of man. And more, the son of God. And more than that, God."
Other times, the team killers may be involved in some kind of cult or political activity, white supremacy, Satanism, whatever. What it is, I couldn't say. This great upsurge in serial murder began in the mid-60s. From 1900 to the early 1960s, we recorded about 2 serial murder cases per year in America. By the end of the 60s, it was running about 1 a month. And then by the early 80s, 3 or 4 cases that would fit the definition were being reported.
Introducing a
2 serial murder cases per year in America. By the end of the 60s, it was running about one a month. And then by the early 80s,
you know, if we're going to have censorship, let's not be hypocrites about this. Let's not have double standards, you know? You know, if we're going to have censorship...
She was completely naked, except with a small funnel hanging from the collar around her neck. Katrina was bracing herself, bracing for what was about to begin. This time, she would be at somebody else's mercy. She wasn't used to that. Her soft, pale skin was cool and dry. Her guts were sweating. Her whole body began to quiver. Katrina would soon be blacking out from the impending pleasure. But her mind was somewhere else. The anticipation had her retracting an earlier amusement that same night. Katrina had stripped bare and tied up a little friend named Lucy. Gagged, with legs spread eagle wide, Katrina kept fist-fucking Lucy over and over, again and again.
Not being on the street, living in a lot of different places. And now I live in Boston and I work as a stripper.
Drop 50.
Left 25, Uncle Baker 1. Left 25, drop 50. 5-4 effect. Over.
Katrina will later order Lucy to walk on all fours. Lucy was so weak and sore from out of fisting, but she quickly obeyed. Katrina then broke raw eggs over Lucy's head as she crawled on the floor. One egg after another. The burning from the scratches inside her cunt, combined with the taste of the raw egg in her eyes, delighted Lucy.
Thank you.
demonstrate just how delighted she was, she wiggled her ass the same way a dog wags its tail. Elevator doors open, and in front of the two girls, the floor of the elevator is completely covered in dirt. When potential happens before it occurs, sometimes there are occasions in which potential arrives in the form of a delay. And then there are those occasions in which you get three pieces by cutting something in half.
It is very obvious that having profound emotional and psychological experiences would provoke an individual to try to articulate them, to try to speak them. And this then becomes a focal point of, for my mind, the most pervasive, the least understood, and the most important technology, which is language.
Girls have just immersed themselves in just such an occasion.
They make sounds, they travel through the air, or in this case, over wires and air space, into your ears and into your head, and these sounds organize the molecular patterns in your brain into certain structures, and you think you understand me. That technology is the basis of all later tech.
Flash of heat, and Lucy felt something long and sharp penetrate her ass. A sudden essence of strength, and Katrina was carried off kicking and screaming by three invisible admirers. Screaming by three invisible admirers. What happened next was both noble and genial.
Proceeding through us, and it is not something necessarily to be proud of, ashamed of, angry at, whatever, but it is what is happening, and the best image I've been able to come up with is that we need to ride it, to surf it, and find ways of surviving it rather than simply championing it or indeed being antagonistic.
Pick it up.
I don't want any trouble.
Pick it up! Pick it up.
Now, you understand the action. Now, there's no sticking. Crunch.
Just a little chaving, that's all.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Well, what are you waiting on, Toriador? I thought you wanted a little action. Well, now you crunch chicken, now you
call me that!
Oh! Hey, Toro! Hey, Toro! Oh!
Bound, bondage, bound, team, slave, spunking, son, elf, bondage, 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 b
God.
What is it?
Trouble.
Are you satisfied? You want some more?
Where's your audience?
Oh, I don't think so.
Let's split, Buzz.
Split? Split for what? A couple of old poop heads? Now, you say the word, Jack, and you're dead. You're cold. You're cold.
I'll meet you someplace, but not with those things.
How then? You know the Millertown Bluff?
No.
The Bluff?
That one moment in the spotlight, male bondage group sex, torture, male bondage, ruin, chains group sex, teen bondage.
On Hull's ranch became not only a delivery point for illegal contra weapon shipments from the U.S., but were also used for transporting cocaine into the United States.
My TV show.
don't know why there's all this fuss about modern art.
Take the picture, which for some reason is called A Naked Man Going Downstairs. There is in my bathroom a really good Navajo rug, which on any proper interpretation of the Cubist theory is a far more satisfactory and decorative picture. And from the standpoint of decorative value, of sincerity, and of artistic merit, the Navajo rug is infinitely ahead of the picture.
Modern art. Take another look.
No, I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, no, I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, no, I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, no, I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, no, I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, I do not see it. I do not see it yet.
Oh, darling, it's modern art. Take another look.
No, no.
Portions of their face, but if you use a much longer lens, it's a much prettier, much more attractive close-up, but it also feels very distant. It's not a true close-up because you feel very far away. You don't.
Adam Newton. Electrified my master's voice. It's just a childhood fantasy. Adam Newton. New metaphysics really is, to my mind. And like anything new, it doesn't exist. No one has ever seen it, heard about it, or knows anything about it. Nobody's practicing it. You're all alone doing it. By definition. I'm not trying to be dramatic or have any emotional issues or anything. Using language, putting one word in front of the other, going. going on down the line. Like this. Out of Newton. WZBC out of Newton, 90.3 in the FM, and damn proud. Kicking sand in the face of its own self-doubting self. There. Round off the corners and make it hermetically sealed for transport. Not only is everything you know wrong, but you don't even know. There's nothing wrong. Well, I'll catch you next week. I'm going to turn the street corner and appear as though I've lived an entire life and happened to pass you on the street. And as soon as I'm out of your view, as soon as you can't hear the signal line, as soon as you're out of radio range, I will cease to exist. Ethan's here, Mr. Radio. Go until at least around 5-ish or so. So if I had sponsors to play, Kate, I'd say, keep it pinned, brother. Or I might say, if I had sponsors, I wouldn't say that. I don't have sponsors, and I did say that. Not every week, or every 5 minutes at least.
WZBC Newton.
It was candy for the mind.
circusy. It was high, diddle diddle. It was cat and a fiddle.
I'm in love, yes.
It was safe as can be. It was right down the middle. It was fantasy. Fantasy galore. It was everything we ever wanted. Because that is so much more. Who was it that said?
Sin no more.